study materials icon and find it there. Love. So, again, we're in our morning lesson. Again, the same process. We see that the Creator is pushing us and the world forward, and He expects us to come close to each other, to connect ourselves more to the system of Adam, from which we all come, to be as one man in one heart, all of us together. And therefore, every day, we need to reflect to see if some change has come between us or not. And our purpose, our goal is to revive, to, as it is said, to erect the fallen sukkah of David, which we learned about in Sukkot, to erect the system of Adam, as all the created beings are actually one created being called Adam, according to its similarity to the Creator. It's a system where we are all separate from each other because of our ego, and we all want to connect together above our ego, to connect together, and then in the difference, in the gap between the ego that the Creator created and the quality of the Creator that we've reached, that we've generated between us, the difference between these two systems, the system of the shattering and the system of the sustained connection, there we discover the upper force in us, in our vessel, and then we reach our correction. On the path, on the way there, we need to scrutinize who we are, who the Creator is, and how we can connect these things together, these two things, as we learn about in the spiritual paltsuf. So it's like Adam with Tzimtzum, Masach, O Chozel, Zivug de'aka'ah, the spreading of the extension of the light through it, and so on, in our paltsuf, until reach an endless form without limitation. And so we reach a state of identifying with the Creator. In other words, we need to discuss it, we need to talk about it, and to come to the understanding that it's all in the connection between us. And the degrees of the connection are the degrees of our spiritual ascent, the 125 degrees, because when we begin to truly want to connect, then, according to our efforts, the true ego begins to be revealed in us, which separates us. And we should already be aware of it, aware that it is deliberate. I have created the evil inclination. It's what the Creator said in the beginning. And so we need to work against our ego, to make efforts, exertion, and especially in the ten, in the tens, and in our prayer to the Creator, that He will connect us, elevate us above the separating ego. And then we will always be in two systems, one egoistic system below, and the system that connects us together above, atop it, above it, as we say, love covers all crimes. The crimes don't disappear. Actually, from one state to another, they become more apparent, they grow. And each time, we erect above them the system of connection. And so we need to see these things in a very clear way as what we must do. And that's what we should be drawn towards all the time. All the other things, they will be there, we will need to sustain ourselves in our beastly form, because so long as we exist as beasts, as animals, as human beings in this world, yes, but actually in the present reality and in the reality where we separate from this life, we have only one process: becoming more connected together to reveal the power of love and bestowal above the force of hatred and rejection. And first of all, we need to engage in this. We need to revive this system, to sustain it, because there we will feel. There we will feel the whole of creation. And the main thing in this process, as I'll read of Elimelech, Noam Elimelech, he writes, one must pray only always for his friend, as for himself he cannot do so much. No one can help himself. So you can see what is happening now. Most especially, it's being revealed now in the period of the last generation. From now on, if someone wants to sort out something for himself, he can't. But only if we create established connections between us and each one helps the other, he will see how by that he is helping himself. That goes against our ego, but it's only in that way, that the system we are now in, that we are now gradually entering, that is how it operates. That is how it works. So it's bad for me, I don't want it in my ego, I reject it completely, but I have no choice. If I want to help myself, I need to help others. And in that way, it returns to me, and then I am awarded with advancement, spiritual advancement, in everything. That's what he writes, that one must pray for his friend. Praying, that word, in general it means to care for the others. As for himself, he cannot do very much. For one who is in prison, cannot rescue himself from prison. But he's answered quickly when asking for his friend. And so each one should ask for his friend. And we find that each one helps the other, until they are all answered. And this is why it is said that Israel are in avut with each other. Arevim, avut, comes from the word arev, or sweet, because they sweeten each other by the prayers that they pray, each one for his friend. And by that, they are answered. And the mainstay, the essence of the prayer is in thought, because by thought, their prayer can be easily accepted, readily accepted. That's what we need to understand. And it's very tough in our egoistic psychology. We need to overcome. That's the overcoming that we need to do. To make, by that we build the patsuf of the soul, meaning the connection between the separate parts. Where we have 10 parts, they can connect only if they relate to each other in that way, where each one makes sure to promote the 9 friends, let's say. And if in that way all of us together want to help each other, in that way, when we make unrelenting efforts, by that we establish the system called the spiritual patsuf. And then, by our efforts, according to our efforts, this spiritual patsuf begins to feel how truly between all of us the force of bestowal is revealed, which is the Creator, the power of love and connection. From connection, exile from love. And the people of Israel, meaning those who remained as Israel, Yashar Kel, in the direction of connection, uniting themselves with the Creator, they have a duty to build between them a vessel, a single desire, which unites them and unites them with the Creator. First, love thy friend as thyself, and then love the Lord, love the Lord your God. And we have to actualize that. So we went through the days of the exile, and now, as the Kabbalists say, we are in the corrections, the emergence from exile, and we are the people who were awarded with coming out of the exile, meaning out of the hatred, rejection, distance between us, and we can act in the direction of love and connection. We need to always remember the system of Adam, the complete system, and how we connect to it, build it. And so we come, and after us, we give an example to all the people in the world, all the peoples. We give them an example and pull them after us also towards the same goal. And on our way there, as we do that, we need to act towards the connection, especially of the connection of the people of Israel here, this nation, and to explain to them that this is the goal, this is the purpose, this is the state we have to reach, and that this is what the Kabbalists speak about, what the Torah speaks about, and that's the purpose of creation. And we need to simply see ourselves as a certain group from all the peoples in the world who needs to show the world an example of connection. And in that way, we will try to draw, to pull after ourselves all the rest of humanity as well. So, we have two goals in front of us. The first is that we need to connect together ourselves. The second goal is that we need to serve as an example of that to the whole world, and to understand that from Babylon and until the state of ruin, which came about 2,000 years ago, and through to today, it's all a single process that we need to go through, and to show everyone came out of Babylon. We need to show everyone that we need to unite, and we need to show an example of connection to the whole world. What else? We need to see that the fall that happened to us 2,000 years ago, from the spiritual degree to the corporeal degree, from in order to bestow to in order to receive, that we became different people, a different nation with religion, a new religion, and with a new outlook on reality, a new perspective. Before that, we perceived all of reality as a single, singular reality where a singular force operates, and we ascribed everything to him. But gradually, as the first ruin approached, and the second ruin that came about 1,000 years later, we began to separate from, in order to bestow from connection, and then we started perceiving our lives as we do today. The world, we perceive it only corporeally, only in order to receive, only in terms of how one connects with himself rather than how he connects with others. And now, today, we will need to make great efforts to return to the spiritual perception of reality, the true one. So, that's... each time. Yes, Michael.
What does the change of perception of reality depend on?
How we regard it, meaning if I perceive reality in a discrete way where only I exist, and others exist here and there, but without connection, where we connect with our emotions into one, then I perceive reality as I do now, with our five senses. If I connect to another, even one other, for that I need to annul myself, right, in order to connect with him. Then I perceive reality in five different senses, which isn't eyesight and hearing, smell, taste, and touch, but rather keder chokma, bina zaram pin malchut. I begin to see reality in a generalized way, as it exists as a whole, meaning it's not reality which exists within me, but reality which exists outside of me. It's complete, it's whole, it's not limited by my senses. And so, as I emerge from my own personal senses, the will to receive, as we call it, to the external sense called the will to bestow, I discover the true reality more and more, meaning inside of the will to bestow that I can build out of my will to receive. In that will to bestow, I discover light, the form of bestowal, the form of love, which is the Creator.
Question. You said before that the moment we, even one connects with another, I create new senses. I want to ask, why are these new senses and not identification? You identify with someone, feel someone.
Because I feel the other. I feel the other. And I feel the other not by receiving into my will to receive those impressions, that perception, but rather to the extent that I bestow upon him and want to connect to him. Then with that inclination, I feel him. And it's different perception. It's the spiritual perception, instead of the corporeal perception. It's perception in the sense of bestowal and not in the sense of reception.
How does it become from identification to a new sense? Because I'm still preoccupied with myself.
No, you try to come out of yourself, to connect with the other, to, you want to feel him, you want to fulfill him, as we read in Elimelech, yes? Rabbi Elimelech, what does he say? That one must pray, meaning to bestow to another, because he cannot do much for himself. We cannot do anything for ourselves. This, look what we try. We try, and it seems to us that we constantly benefit ourselves more and more, and we don't understand how by that we're only working without any results. By our efforts, if we made such efforts in order to bestow, we could have been in paradise already, the end of correction. Right?
Buongiorno Rav. La realtà spirituale si trova all'interno di me stesso quando mi connetto con gli amici.
The spiritual reality, is it inside of me when I connect with the friends, or only in the sensation of the friends themselves?
The spiritual reality is built in the connection between me and others. The more we make an effort to be connected in such a way where each one acts in favor of the other. And so if we have these inclinations, we begin to feel the spiritual world, the spiritual field, the Creator. And these inclinations are built above my ego. So I make a restriction over my desire to exploit others. And masach, screen, and ochozer, reflected light, meaning that I want to bestow to him, opposite to wanting to receive from him as I did before. And from this inclination to do good to others, I begin to feel that I identify with the Creator. I generate the force of bestowal, and my force of bestowal is similar to the general force of the Creator. And so in my force of bestowal, I begin to feel the general force, the Creator, to the extent that I have this inclination towards others. Meaning in my ochozer, my reflected light, I begin to discover the general force, the Creator, the force of bestowal. And not only the general force, but this general higher reality I begin to feel. In my reflected light, I discover the spiritual world, the upper world.
Petach Tikva
31.
Rav, you mentioned that the people of Israel, their role, our role, is to show an example to humanity about connection.
Yes.
And also we learned that example is the most practical thing there is. How can we show such an example?
First, let's do this between us, and then we will learn what that example is. Out of that, what this spiritual life is that we can establish between us. And then from that, from this new reality, which will be revealed between us, we will come to know how we can explain something of that to someone who is not in it. But for the time being, as we do not feel this spiritual reality between us, we have nothing to explain.
We are still not ripe to play with it.
Yes, you can play, you can act. I'm talking about that. I've been talking about that for a long time now. But until we feel that the force of bestowal exists in reality between us, and in that force of bestowal we will feel in your reality, we have nothing to show others. Not even to show, but even just to explain. We ourselves don't understand what spirituality is. And so what we're talking about now is only the connection. And also, in what exactly? We talk about how if we will be connected, then we will be able to deal with the pandemic and all sorts of problems, all of the troubles of this world. Because otherwise this world is coming to... UK, please.
Good morning, Rob.
We need to perceive the world through the ten, but my perception depends on my connection with the ten.
If in the ten you execute what you hear from your teacher, then that's what needs to happen. The teacher can be alive, the teacher can be dead in this physical world, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that you received the Torah, you have the books, you have everything, and you can continue. Actually, even if today, let's say, I pass away, you can all continue so long as you make sure to do exactly what needs to be done, not to go astray, because I correct you every day. So,
we don't depend on the connection with you,
You depend on me so long as I live, and if I don't live in this way anymore, but in a different way, then you establish a connection with me by studying everything, learning from me, and trying to be connected to me, even though I don't appear before you on the screen. What's the difference? What's the difference? We still exist. We're still in contact. But you want to renew this contact every day. If you want to maintain it and renew it, you have additional effort that you do. I'm with the Rabash every day. And I constantly try to be more and more connected to him.
If possible, to keep going a bit. Now, I'm adding importance every day in the relation to you. Can you now do it towards Rabash, or it doesn't work?
Of course, towards Rabash and Baal Sulam as well, Baal Shem Tov, the Ari, and so on. Yes, but for you all, I'm enough. As we are connected now, we must remain connected in every other situation, because this chain from the top down, for each one of you, it exists. And it doesn't depend on life or death. It depends on souls, on how souls are born and how they connect together, how they emerge from one another. That's how we are tied together. And so, you are all like my children. And each one of you must make an effort to have his own children as well, students.
If we connect correctly, we need to receive the importance. If it's important to you, it will be important for me.
No. You, not in that way. You stop and listen to what I'm saying. It's not that I learn from everyone what's important to them and I want that to be important to me, etc. No, I learn with the friends what's written in our sources, in our texts, and what we read there, that becomes important to us more and more every day. And according to that, we establish ourselves. And it's not that from one day to the next, I need to receive from the friend what he finds important. The friend is still corrupted, and I'll receive from him what's important to him? No. Only what's regarded as important in the books. By that, we create a tighter bond. Of study in these books, you understand? But today, it's a different world. We don't need to take this as something to study as a thing unto itself. We don't need to understand to know what's happening there in the spiritual Parzufim. If we connect together, we immediately begin to feel these things as things which exist within us. We are learning practical Kabbalah. But here we learned things that nobody could feel back then, how it all works. And so today, when we come to study Tess, we need only to make an effort to feel these things, for them to take place inside of us. And not that we'll study it theoretically, meaning this is that way, that is this way, meaning as something that is detached from us. No, the time for that has passed. We used to study tests, the study of the Ten Sefirot that way. But today, because this is the last generation, we must start to discover these things between us. So let's connect more and more rapidly, more intensively, and then these things we'll read in tests, we will begin to feel. It'll be like learning about our body, like in anatomy you can learn about your corporeal body. This way, the same way we could study tests, learn about our spiritual body, the form of our connection. It's called the study of the ten sfirot, meaning where ten connect into one system. That's all it's about, and there's nothing else.
The connection depends on effort of all friends or mainly on me?
Your effort. And if you want to activate the friends, then please, there is your effort to activate the friends. In any case, I mustn't wait to activate the friends. I need to say that everything depends on me. If I'm not for myself, then who? PT 31.
Yesterday you gave us this exercise of writing all the times when we are in evening, documenting when we are in the state of evening or the state of day. And you said that evening is where I don't think about the friends and day is when I do. And I found that most of the time I related to the evening as state in which I'm preoccupied with my own things instead of the friends. So how can we come to feel
continue today and tomorrow and the day after, and you'll see that you can maintain the thought about the connection while you're doing mechanical actions, whatever life necessitates you to do. That's how our system is built, that we can be in this corporeal existence and yet in spiritual existence. This is called man and animal will be salvaged. Know and recognize the system we're in. Yes.
Connection is a necessary condition for the establishment of such a connection, yes?
Without at least connecting one with another, where you put together a desire that is comprised of two individual desires, where each one cancels his ego to connect with the other. Without putting together that system, you cannot connect with the light, with the Creator. With what desire will you connect to the Creator? You have to have a desire to bestow, just like the Creator bestows to you, like the guest and the host, where if you don't have a desire to bestow to the host, you don't even feel the host. Therefore, you have to have a connection between you and the ten, where you build a system of bestowal towards them, and with that system, if you approach the ten, even in the slightest way, but if you have established that system, then towards them, with them, you can feel the Creator. According to the force of bestowal between you and the friends and how you feel the attitude of the Creator towards you. So this is called from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator.
So now we're studying the operations of Bereshit, Genesis, of creation, and we say that this is all in the connection between us in the ten. So yesterday we talked about the states of darkness and light, day and night.
No, we don't yet work with it in such a meticulous manner, accurate manner. We don't yet have the inner discernments to feel that we are in it yet. And so we don't go through it day by day. But in the Zohar, when we read there, yes, it talks about it day after day. But it's also talking about the forces. Light of Chassadim, Chokhmah, coarseness, Masach. That's how it talks about it. The Zohar tells you a story, but then below, Baal HaSulam tells you about it in measurements. How much desire, coarseness, screen, what light is revealed and so on. So practically, how we have to realize it in order to understand what is the day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and so on. But it's not relevant to our growth. Our growth should simply come from the connection between us in the ten. What we are told in regards to those days, the first day, second day, third day of the action of creation, it's essentially trying to explain to us the upper system that works on us. And then we, from below upwards, when we learn how to resemble it, we learn that through the form of connection between us. How else can I resemble the system? It is complete bestowal. Oh, how many questions all of a sudden.
One last question. Yesterday you gave us this assignment, and with great excitement we accomplished that, and we'd like to develop it today. Maybe you can give us the continuation, or... What we did yesterday, we wrote down the states of day and night.
Day and night, and day and night, it always changes within us, both within each and every one of us, and within all of us together. And we will have to try and organize our work in the most effective manner, both when I feel day and night, to the extent that my exertion will be complete, both in day and night. And at night, because then at night we prepare the deficiencies, and when they arrive at the correct deficiency, we receive light from above, and this is called day. The day doesn't come, the light will not come, if we don't prepare the desire for it. The deficiency, the lack that we prepare during the state called night, which is what? It means there's no connection. It means there's no force of bestowal, which is what we want. If we don't want connection, if we don't want the force of bestowal, then we haven't yet realized the darkness. Then how can we expect the day? The day means the power of love, of bestowal. And I don't need these forces, then... You understand, the work has to first be about preparing the right deficiency for the revelation of the light, the Creator. It's only according to equivalence of form.
Moscow said.
All right. What it says, or at least the Zohar. Don't ask me about this right now here. You're not in those systems yet. It's talking about a system where the upper light, the abstract, infinite upper light, goes through a system called firmament. And through that, it works on us, creating us, arranging us, And to the extent that we respond correctly, it brings us closer. And when we come closer, we discover all those things. And if you don't connect between you, then how can you come closer? How can you discover the upper light that will influence you? What can I say? What does it mean that the God saw that it's good? That a person will see that all the influences coming at him are good. How will he know that? Because he is in the force of bestowal, of love. In which case, he sees that there's just one force working in the world, and it's a good one. That's all. You can ask these questions, but I don't have more answers for them. There's no, because we haven't built a system between us yet. A system in which we can feel all these actions that are mentioned in the Torah. The Torah means light, the light that is revealed according to how we arrange the vessels. If we arrange the vessels, we'll see it. Whatever they can, that's it.
The Rav is doing, I don't know how to thank the Rav. The problem is that I have nothing in me to express, to add to my friends, and I feel such a great lack to bring my ten together, to realize this together. And this is my lack.
Mitsuyan, if ata kacha margish.
Excellent, if you feel that way. Then you have an opportunity to work through prayer. Ask the Creator, cry to the Creator that you want to have the force of bestowal so that you can bestow to everyone. Please, no problem. On the contrary, if you feel that you don't have anything, then turn to the Creator with that. In general, always turn to the Creator. And then you'll feel what you do have, that you are working and He's given you an
opportunity. Вот эта вот система, в которой находится вот эта душа, она
this system каким образом in which the soul exists, which manner does it work on us in order to invite us to pull us from below upward?
The soul can be the entire system called the soul of Adam Moishon. Soul is a general structure. The soul is also the inner structure that each one of us has that we have to reveal and correct and connect all the other parts. It all depends what we're speaking about exactly.
Но даже если мы говорим о душе Адама Ришона, я так понял, что мы вот читали.
Let's say we're even talking about the soul of Adam Rishon, so I understood we read in item 6. There it also speaks about the raising of man, so this is what it's about. That this system has to raise man for correction.
Of course, but why are you separating it? It's the same system in different states that we're learning about. But it's only one system, one soul called the soul of Adam Rishon, and on behalf of the Creator, bestowing on that soul by these spheres, by systems called Olamot, worlds.
If I may ask about the man, here he writes in item 6, in item 5, he writes that the raising of man, which are lights, but we learn that man is a deficiency that is raised up. And here it says,
that's as reflective light. But it is reflected light, returning light. But that's our work. Our work is raising man, called Mei Nukbin, that we want to be the bestowers. That's why it's called Mei Maim, the water, the force of bestowal, and Nukbin means a deficiency, that something's lacking. The deficiency of the force of bestowal is what we raise upward. And from above, we get forces, and they correct us.
No. На каком этапе вот просто хиссарон к объединению, который мы формируем?
In which stage the simple deficiency for connection that we build between us becomes light, or Jose, reflected light? When does that happen?
Deficiency doesn't become light. It awakens a response from above, from the Creator that bestows upon us, and then when we start connecting from the force that comes from the Creator, from that, the light make any separation, the fact that we want to uplift and reach connection and bestow to one another, and from this bestow to the Creator, that is a deficiency that we raise to Him, that He will organize this deficiency and give us the forces to truly want and to truly bestow to Him, to cause Him, to give Him a deficiency to help us, that from our raising man, from our deficiency to the Creator, we want to create a deficiency in Him to correct us, and that is called mad. And then we receive forces which awaken us correctly, organize us correctly, and then we are ready to accept that upper light in the force of the Masach, and in such a way organize our correct order of connection with the
Yes, Rav, thank you very much for the opportunity to ask. The question is, we learned that the light is in absolute rest and the only changes occur in our kelim. So what should happen in order for us to truly discover these first 10 sfirot in the Asir, in the 10, the first partsuf?
You need to raise a desire to be connected between you to, in a measure of bestowal, as much as you can. The first degree of connection between you to bestow to one another in the Creator, you will reveal the system, the connection between you called 10 sfirot. And then from that, you can already start rising and working. And the whole problem is to reach the first 10 sfirot. And to that you enter gradually. It's a problem, like in our world. There's still a problem in conception, in giving birth to a baby. All these things are full of questions that we still don't really know what it depends on. To get pregnant, not to get pregnant, how, why not, what disturbs. We still don't really understand that. And that's a problem in spirituality even more.
From the side of the purification of the Masach that extends from the beating of the inner light and the surrounding light, is this related to our daily work, this development of the Masach as a result of the bitush, the beating?
We don't feel it, but it happens. The fact that you depart from a state you were in and you come out of it, you feel you can't, and something to hold on to it, to that state, and you let go of that effort, that work, that state. Then afterwards, you feel that exit, and it gives you discernments for the new state, how to approach it in a more correct way, how to scrutinize the discernments for the new state.
The beating of the inner light to surrounding light, how can you give an example for it so we understand what it's about? Can you give an example for it in the 10, for example? What is the beating of inner light to surrounding light?
Yeah, let's say that you are here as a guest, and I'm giving you treats, and you're taking from it, and you're eating it and enjoying it in order to give me pleasure, and not for your own pleasure, even though it tastes really good, And you really, you're exploding inside how to feel the flavors and the connection with me and not to enjoy it on your own, meaning that you, in the feeling of these tastes, you want to feel how I love you and not how you enjoy it in your beast. And then you have the bitushim.
My own bitush, my own beating. Do I want to taste the meal or?
You want to taste the meal only because in these flavors you want to feel how I love you.
But I'm not eating.
You are eating. Yes, you're eating. What do you mean you're not eating? If you're not eating, so you're disregarding me. I prepared this meal for you. I prepared everything. If you don't eat, you're pushing it away.
So where is the beating here? The bitush?
It's your inner bitush that you really want to enjoy it, but to enjoy the food. And here, you want specifically, while struggling with yourself, you want to enjoy the pleasure you're giving me. And if not for that, you won't enjoy it.
It's nice. So, nevertheless, even though I don't want to eat, I will eat in order not to insult the host.
No, you really want to eat, but you're putting a restriction, a tzimtzum, on wanting to eat. And now you are only willing to eat to the extent that you can think about me, how I prepared it for you, how I want to give you joy, and that is what you want to discover in the food. And not your own pleasure, even though you really long for it.
So if I work in the tennis like that, Rabbi, right?
Yes. It is very difficult work. Yes. Okay, try and depict it and see that it's impossible. But what do? When you help each other, we help each other to taste that that is impossible. And then we ask for the forces from the Creator. And the Creator brings us the force from above. And even though we really want to enjoy and we're so weak against these pleasures, we still get forces from above and can overcome the pleasure that we feel and taste only because we want to respect the landlord. We want to feel his love, and so on.
So here there's room for a prayer, together, to pray.
Of course, without that, it's impossible. It's above our forces. Just like that. I'm trying, believe me. He says all the souls need to connect into one that exists in all the souls and become really one. You really think that can happen?
We are the results of this single soul that is called Adam HaRishon. We only broke apart, but we are parts of a body that broke apart, a system that broke apart, and therefore it is operating in such a way. You see, it's broken. If you unite it, if you connect all of these parts together, then you start to see how it is starting to revive itself.
What's hiding here? Why do we have to be one? We have to come back to one, go back to one. What's hiding here?
The fact that the Creator created a single desire. And he works towards this desire. And if we don't feel ourselves as one, to that extent, we are far away from the Creator, and then we suffer.
But you see what's going on today.
Yes, I do see it. This is why I speak to you each and every day. However, you are opaque, you're like a wall, you don't understand, you don't feel, you don't want it. Yes, I do see it. I see it on you. I don't even have to go out to the world.
Believe me, we're making efforts, but other people don't want to hear. That's a problem.
Don't you talk to me about other people, because those people depend only on you. The world was created for you. This is what you should say. The world was created for me, and it is all in order for me to correct everyone. Because that I will be the guarantor of everyone. I'll be responsible for everyone. And there's nothing to add here, sir. Nothing. I'm telling you, we have a problem. A very big problem. TT31.
Can we say that today in Corona days, Avut is being revealed in the world in a negative way?
Yes, certainly. Through lack of Avut. But the dependency is becoming revealed. However, it is a negative dependency. Look what is happening in all of the different systems that people want to create between them. It is only in order to harm others, to make a profit at the expense of others. And look what it is resulting in, what forces in nature, what viruses we're awakening. And you have no idea what is awaiting us. It is truly such harm doers are emerging from all of the different holes that God forbid. So let us as quickly as possible try whatever depends on us. I'm not responsible for the whole world in such a way, but I must be responsible for the fact that I am giving 100% in explaining to everyone that the general connection above all differences, that's the salvation. That is the only remedy for all the incidents of this world.
In the Avut, every part feels that his guarantor that he bestows.
If he's in Arvut, then yes.
How?
How? It's like a single system that feels itself that it is entirely inclusive, comprehensive, and there's no part that can work without the That's not serious.
I want to ask about the result we want to see. Is the attendance and the lessons you said that you mentioned it was lacking, how do you work on that measurement? For instance, on attendance and the lessons in the world Kli.
We have some device in which we can see who's there, who's not there, and all in all, we see that there is some small drop in the attendance in the morning lesson and also in the evening lesson. And what can we do? If we will not hold on to it, if we won't persist, it will only cause problems to us and to the whole world. So, at least in a corporeal way, we have to keep the same numbers. This is one way that I see it, that we have to add exertion.
Is that more work in the tens, between the tens?
Both.
Both.
You truly need to see yourselves already as doing something out of yourselves, not just hearing it from me and your work ends there. In that, there is no spiritual work that you're doing during the lesson. If after the lesson you're not continuing it through the rest of the hours.
I'm actually speaking, maybe it's a good opportunity to say that today a new board social meeting is going to meet, that after all the holidays, so they're finally going to meet. One of the topics we want to speak about is that same Arvut between the tens. And we're going to especially talk about the attendance in the morning lessons, and we just maybe you can aim us what to focus on in order to get a good result.
Focus on what we, on us having to connect and with respect to the Creator in order for Him to take part in our connection, and that way we will reach Gmar Tikkun Amen. What can I say? Niv.
Tov.
Okay. What do we have left? TT27, who's there?
Rav, shalom.
Hi, Rav. Two things, if I may. One, is we're very happy to study tests. We're not suffering. And I want to ask on what you said. Is it correct to say that the morning lesson is the best measurement we have to the state we're in towards the path?
Yes. During the morning lesson, I feel where we are, how much we've progressed or not. What does the Creator demand of us? How can we answer to Him? The morning lesson for me is truly an opportunity to answer all the questions related to the connection between us and between us and the Creator.
But every friend that wants to measure his state, can he measure it according to the morning lesson?
Well, yes, simply. If he comes to the morning lesson, if he takes part as much as possible, sometimes more, sometimes less. However, if he does that, then that's his progress. And it's also my progress. I don't want to say that I came here in order to teach you. I came here in order to start to learn. I came here in order for me to advance as well. This is how I feel it. And this is how I look at the lesson. How I accept it.
Is Dvekut with him?
Yes, this is how we should see the continuation of our work from Abraham, who by himself was a Babylonian, engaged in the work of idolatry, and many people joined him from all of the little nations that existed back then in Babylon and humanity, and they started to multiply, they started to grow, and then this is how this nation started, from this mixture of all of those little nations that were in Babylon, and they all gathered according to their intention, and they called themselves Yashalkel, Israel. And from that nation grew several spiritual people who started to accompany them, Isaac, Jacob, and others, the sons of Jacob, etc. And in such a way, the group emerged and it advanced more and more in the connection between them and between them and the Creator. And we have to continue this work. Today, we are raising ourselves from in order to receive from the klipa, the shell, following the sin. From the Kedusha, the sanctity that they had, we should see ourselves as continuing their path, the path of that group. That indeed, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, they ended in the temple, with the temple. There already, they were lost, pretty much. Those people who had the intention of, in order to bestow between them, connection between them, love between them, that entirely disappeared, and they entered the exile. That is what is called the exile, where there is no connection between them in order to bestow. And then what happens is that now we once again must resurrect from these remnants, from the broken kelim, which are all of us. We have to reestablish this system called nation, and it's one nation. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with nationality or anything else, but only the connection between them, that they want this connection to exist in the form of the Creator, in mutual bestowal. This is what is called the nation of the Creator, the nation of the Lord. And this is the form that now we have to establish. Therefore, each and every little group, each 10, is actually doing such work. And we must later assemble these parts, these tens, between them more and more, until we will reach a state, and according to how much we will assemble the tents together, we will start to feel that by this we are rising on the degrees of the attainment of godliness. And this is how we will advance. Till the entire world, in the end, will enter this system. And it won't help. And nothing will help. Nature has a plan, and this plan is for all of us to be in a single system, a single nation. And this will work on us, whether we want to or not. So it's better for us to hurry up and to do it by our own forces. Whereas if we do it by forces that compel us, then God forbid, that might happen as well.
How could Abraham draw other people? Maybe we can use that method. The 70 nations, they're different parts of one desire. So what did he promise them? What did he tell them? How did they agree to follow him?
Babylon, back then, was in a broken state. They had wars, they had problems, and it was ruled by the force of Nimrod, who ruled in a very strong, egoistic manner, ruled everyone. And Abraham started to explain to everyone that there is a different way in which to build a world, and even more generally, to reach the essence of life, the purpose of life, and it is not through these forces of the ego that Nimrod represented, where man to man is a wolf, but rather to the opposite. Let us start connecting nicely to one another in the opposite way. We have no choice. It's either this way or that way. If we will follow the bad way, we will end up exterminating each other. If we will go in a good way, we will help each other. It is difficult for us. So the war is not between us, rather the war is inside each one of us. In order for us to connect with the other, I have to be in a war with myself. So there's no choice. What else remains for us? It's either this or that. So think, what should we do? And then he persuaded some of them, he persuaded them that it's worthwhile to engage in war with oneself in order to be connected between us. And that way we will advance in a nice, good way towards new life until they started to discover the upper force between them. And this is what we now have to do. If we will continue with our ego, and each one will fight with the others, well, look what is happening in all of the different countries, how much each nation and each society, how much they're all becoming more and more broken apart, divided through inner hatred. So we have no choice. We have to discover. We have to discover the urgency for connection. It simply means to shift the war against the others to war within myself. And if I make this connection within myself, that I'm at peace with myself, in the justification, I have to shift it to the others. This is precisely the difference, the change between this world and the upper world. So try to compare these things and to put the emphasis on the spiritual approach instead of the corporeal approach. And we will give the right of speech to Shai.